Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building an old school DNB Reese patch for timeless roller momentum. If you've ever heard that thick, moving bass line in jungle or classic drum and bass and thought, how do they get that rolling pressure? This is the sound. A Reese is one of the most useful bass tones in DNB because it creates motion, tension, and low-end weight without needing a complicated melody. It can sit under the drums, push the drop forward, and keep energy moving in a really controlled way. The goal today is not to make the biggest bass possible. The goal is to make a patch that feels classic, usable and mix-friendly. Something that works like a real DJ tool. Something you can loop under drums, automate a little, and use for intros, drops, and transitions. So let's get into it. Start with a blank Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. That puts you right in the classic DNB zone. You can go a little lower or a little higher, but 174 is a great starting point for that rolling old-school feel. Before you even build the bass, make a simple drum loop. Put in a kick, snare on 2 and 4, and some hats or break chops if you want movement. Keep it simple. Seriously, don't overbuild the drum pattern yet. The bass needs to be tested against the groove, not designed in isolation. That's a big beginner tip right there. In DNB, the drums are not just a backing track. They are the test environment. If the bass works with the kick and snare, then you're on the right track. If it only sounds good in solo, that can be a trap. Now add a MIDI track and load up Waveatable. You can use analog too, but Waveatable makes the detune movement really easy to hear and control. For the main Reese, start with two saw waves. Oscillator 1, saw. Oscillator 2, saw. Then detune oscillator 2 just slightly against oscillator 1. We're talking subtle here, around 5 to 12 cents. Not huge, not cheesy, just enough to create that beating, moving texture. That beating is the heart of the Reese sound. It's what makes the bass feel alive. If you detune too much, it starts to wobble and sound out of tune. If you detune too little, it can feel flat. So aim for that sweet spot where you can feel the movement more than you can clearly hear it. If you want, add a little unison, but keep it modest. Beginners often go too wide too fast. For this style, the classic character comes from two slightly detuned saws doing their thing, not from a giant supersaw stack. Set the amp envelope so the bass feels tight and playable. Keep the attack very short, basically instant or near instant. Let the decay be moderate, somewhere around 300 to 700 milliseconds depending on how stabby or smooth you want it. Sustain can stay fairly high if you want a steady roller feel. Release should be short to medium so the notes don't blur together too much. Now play a simple one-note loop first. Just let the sound breathe. Listen to the movement. Then try a small phrase, maybe 2 to 4 notes over 2 bars. DNB bass lines do not need to be busy to feel powerful. In fact, the less cluttered the phrase is, the more the groove can speak. Next, add an auto filter after Waveatable. This is where the patch starts to become a real DNB bass instead of just a synth tone. Set the filter to low pass, 12 dB or 24 dB depending on how dark you want it. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz if you want a deeper, murkier sound. If you want it more open and aggressive, raise it a bit. Add a little resonance if needed, but keep it moderate. Too much resonance can make it whistly and distracting. Now here's the important part. Add movement, but keep it subtle. You can automate the filter cutoff over 1, 2, or 4 bars. You can also use the LFO in Waveatable if you want a very slow, smooth sweep. The key is not to make it sound like a dramatic filter effect. You want motion that you feel, not a movement you keep noticing. That subtle modulation is a huge part of the roller vibe. It's what gives the bass that constant sense of forward drive. It feels alive without stealing attention from the drums. Now let's build the sub. This is a separate layer, and it matters a lot. Create a second MIDI track and use operator, Waveatable, or analog with a sine wave. Keep it mono, no unison, no width, no extra complexity. The job of the sub is to provide clean low-end support. Keep the sub notes aligned with the Reese, or even simpler if you want more space. In DNB, the sub often works better with fewer changes than the mid-range layer. That gives the bass line more authority and keeps the groove cleaner. Set the attack to 0. Keep the release short and clean, maybe 50 to 120 milliseconds. You want the notes to stop without smearing into the next hit, and keep the sub level lower than you might think at first. It should support the Reese, not overpower the whole mix. A really important discipline here is to keep the low end centered. Anything below roughly 120 Hz should stay mono and stable. That makes the kick hit harder, keeps the mix cleaner, and helps your bass translate on real systems. Now let's add some grit. Put saturator after the Reese, or use drum bus if you want a rougher, sturdier edge. Start light. A drive of around 2 to 6 dB is often enough. Turn soft clip-on if you're using saturator. You can blend the dry and wet balance so you don't overcook it. If you use drum bus, keep the drive moderate and use crunch carefully. Boom should be subtle since your sub is already handling the low end. This is another beginner mistake to avoid. Don't think of distortion as just making things louder. In DNB, distortion is often about adding harmonics so the bass can be heard on smaller speakers and cut through a dense drum pattern. It's about presence and character, not just aggression. Now check the stereo image. This part matters a lot for club-safe bass. Keep the sub mono. If the reese layer feels too wide, narrow it slightly. You can use utility for this, or you can control width with your synth and effects choices. The point is to keep the low end solid and let the mid-range carry the width. If the patch is too heavy in the 200 to 400 Hz area, use a QA to clean that up a little. If it's too harsh, especially in the upper mids, make a small dip around 2 to 5 kHz. And if the reese is crowding the sub, gently high-pass the reese layer around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sine wave. This kind of separation is one of the easiest ways to make a beginner DNB mix sound more professional. One layer carries weight, one layer carries motion, and one layer helps the bass stay audible on smaller systems. That's the mindset. Now write a simple roller phrase. Keep it minimal. Seriously, you do not need a huge melody here. Try a 1-bar or 2-bar loop with just 2 or 3 notes. Use the root note as your anchor, then maybe 1 or 2 movement notes to create tension and release. If you're in a minor key, that darker interval movement is usually where the character lives. For example, in F minor, F is your root, and you might move to Eb or C to keep that old school tension going. But don't overthink the theory. The main idea is to keep the bass line rhythmic and spacious. A good DNB bass phrase often behaves like a conversation. One note answers another. One bar sets up the next. A tiny gap before the snare can make the whole thing feel bigger. Sometimes the most powerful move is leaving space. That's especially true for rollers. Roller DNB is not about constant fireworks. It's about momentum. The bass line should feel like it's pushing forward steadily, almost like a machine, with a pulse. Now add a bit of automation. Try moving the filter cutoff slowly over 4 or 8 bars. You can also automate the saturator drive a little before a drop, then pull it back. If you want, automate the wavetable position or LFO amount for even more subtle movement. Keep all of this restrained. If the listener clearly hears the modulation, it might be too much for this style. You want the patch to feel slightly imperfect, slightly alive, almost like it's breathing. That tiny imperfection is actually a strength. A little drift or asymmetry can make the sound feel more analog, more worn in, more human. If everything is too clean and static, the bass can feel fake. Now think about arrangement like a DJ tool. A really useful DNB bass patch should work in sections. Maybe an intro with filtered bass hints, then a drop with the full reese and sub, then a small switch up where the bass filters down or leaves a tiny gap, then an outro where it strips back again and leaves room for another tune to mix in. That's what makes this more than a sound design exercise. It becomes something you can actually use in a track. If you want to take it a step further, resample the bass to audio once you like it. This is a classic move in drum and bass production. Audio lets you cut tiny edits, reverse tails, shorten notes, and make little performance-style transitions that feel very natural in the genre. Now check the balance against the drums again. The kick should still punch. The snare should still cut on 2 and 4. The bass should feel like it's driving the groove, not fighting it. If the kick disappears, lower the bass or carve some space with EQ. If the snare gets buried, simplify the bass rhythm or reduce the mid-range clutter. And keep your headroom. Don't chase loudness yet. A solid groove comes first. Once the patch feels right, group the reese layer, sub layer, and effects into a rack or save it as a template. Give it a clear name so you can reuse it later. Even better, map a few macro controls like filter cutoff, distortion amount, width, sub level, and LFO depth. That way, you can recall the patch and quickly make a darker version, a cleaner version, or a more aggressive version without rebuilding everything from scratch. Before we wrap up, here are a few quick checks. If the bass is too messy, reduce the detune or remove one effect. If the low end is blurry, keep the sub more isolated and narrow the reese. If the sound is too dark, add a little harmonic saturation instead of just opening the filter. If the bassline feels boring, don't add more notes right away. Try subtle automation or a tiny rhythm change first. And always test the patch with drums. That's the real truth test. Here is a great practice challenge for you. Make 3 versions of the same patch, 1 clean roller version, 1 dirtier club version, and 1 filter DJ tool version. Use the same MIDI notes for all 3. Keep the sub roll consistent. Only change the tone and motion. Then play each one against a simple 174 BPM drum loop and notice which version feels best for headphones, club systems, and transitions. That kind of comparison teaches you a lot, fast. So the big takeaway is this. An old school Reese does not need to be complicated. It needs to be controlled, rhythmic, and mix-ready. 2 slightly detuned saws, a clean mono sub, subtle filtering, light saturation, and a simple roller phrase can get you very far. In DNB, the bass that rolls is often the bass that lasts. Thanks for following along, and in the next session, keep that momentum moving.